Blog Talk Radio. Psalms 48 says, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. In the city of our God and in the mountain of the Holy, the great God that I serve is worthy of a great praise. Come on, great is the Lord.
Good morning, saints and friends, and welcome to the Serious Bible Study. I'm your host, Prophet Keith Douglas, and today we're going to be talking about why Christians are afraid of the dark. You don't want to miss this informative message this morning. Go ahead, get your coffee, go get your pen and paper, your iPads, whatever it is that you take notes with, and join us as we get into a study in the Word this morning. Great morning, February 12, 2017, and the Lord is worthy to be praised. Amen. I want to send a shout out, first of all, to those of you that are joining us by way of the internet. God bless each and every one of my internet friends, and also those who are lining up, my faithful friends on the phone line. The phone line crew, God bless you all for being a part of the broadcast this morning. I want to make a couple of brief announcements this morning, and then we want to get into the teaching this morning. So grateful that the Lord is worthy to be praised and that he has allowed us to get out and move around like never before. We are busier than a one-armed paper hanger. We are involved in, the Lord has really allowed us to get out and to move around and to stir up some stuff in not only in the Oklahoma City area, but in the region. I will be ministering this afternoon, at the Christ International Fellowship here in the Oklahoma City area. Christ International Fellowship, my good friend Pastor Robert Carrero and his group, we will be meeting there at 2 p.m. this afternoon. 2 p.m. this afternoon, and they are meeting at Our Lord's Lutheran Church, which is located right there off of May and Hefner Boulevard. Amen. Right next to the McDonald's on the corner. Amen. So if you're in the Oklahoma City area, we want you to come and be a part of what it is that God is doing here in Oklahoma City. I will be ministering at Pastor Carrero's for the next two Sundays on the 18th. On the 19th. Amen. And then I will be there this afternoon at 2 p.m. and then on the 19th at 2 p.m. Amen. And then on the 26th of February, I will be doing a two-service meeting for my good friend, Pastor Clarence Johnson, at Transformation Church. Amen. And so that is in the Oklahoma City area as well. My good friend, Pastor Johnson, his church is located at 3000 Northwest Grand Boulevard in Oklahoma City, which is just up the road from Pastor Carrero's. He is on Grand and May Avenue, Grand and May Avenue, and I will be there for 10 a.m. and a 6 p.m., 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. service on February 26th. Amen. February 26th. That's 2 weeks from now. We will be at the Transformation Church for 10 a.m. and a 6 p.m. Service there at Transformation Church. So if you're in the Oklahoma City area, we want you to come out and be involved in that as well. Amen. And so God has us busy. We will be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area on March the 12th at my good friend Pastor Chuck Bethany from Daystar Ministries. One of the musicians there at Daystar, he has a church, the Ark Church, in Dallas-Fort Worth, and we will post that information as well on Facebook, and I will be making the announcement as we get closer to that service. Amen. We will be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. That is on March the 12th. So we are busy, busy, busy. God has us doing some things for the kingdom, and we ain't complaining not one time. Amen. Also today, we want to mention that if you are a first-time listener, we want you to become partners with us. And the way that you do that is we want you to go to our website at kogwoc.org. That's kogwoc.org, and sow a seed of support each month to the ministry that allows us to be able to do some neat things when we go out to minister and to bring forth the word of God to those that are outside of our listening audience. Amen. And so we want you to be involved in that, and the way that you can get involved is to help us sow a seed that will allow us to prepare tape product and everything else to take with us on those ministry engagements that allows people to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so we need your help. We need your involvement. If you are not a monthly supporter, then sow a seed today by going to kogwoc.org. Amen. And sow a seed of support. Also, our ministry has received some attention because of what we do. I received a message from an individual that is involved with World Harvest Radio, and they are an international broadcasting company that specializes in broadcasting to hard-to-reach areas for Christ. They cover all seven continents and over 190-plus countries in the world. We have the ability to reach countries that Christians are heavily persecuted and media is restricted. And they want to take a moment to speak with us about possibly having our program broadcast to seven different continents and to over 190 countries. And so we'll be having those conversations here shortly. I want you to pray for us as we continue to grow. Our influence is continued to grow. We are pressing towards being an international entity, glory to God, an international entity that will be able to reach people all over the world, even in hard-to-reach places, with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we are ecstatic about that connection to the World Harvest Radio broadcast. Amen. And so we continue to solicit your prayers as we move forward in the things that God has established for our lives. Amen. All right, but that being said, all the announcements out of the way, it's time to get into the Word of God this morning. Again, we're going to be studying from the topic, Why Christians Are Afraid of the Dark. But before we get started, let's have a word of prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the information, the revelation, and the understanding that you are going to bring forth. We're excited about the result, O God, that will spring forth after your word has been declared. Father, we break the powers of darkness and we remove, O God, situations and circumstances that will keep people from hearing what it is that you are about to declare. Father, as this prophetic word is released, we thank you that it is changing hearts and lives and minds and bringing people into the right understanding that will allow them to develop and to grow into the new creation Christian that you talk about in your word that has authority, dominion, and power over the works of the devil. So, Lord, as we move forward, we thank you, O God, that everything that we desire will be accomplished. Every demon, every principality, spiritual wickedness in high places will be subject to destruction as the word moves forward, and we will give you all the praise when it is done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, we want to piggyback from the place where we were on just last Sunday, which was a great teaching on last Sunday, where we were talking about prophetic access to hidden places. And there was something that came out of that that I want to touch on this morning. It's going to be more revelational than probably we're used to, but amen, that's good. Doesn't matter. To God be the glory. We want to talk about darkness this morning because it seems as though with all of the happenings going on around us, that darkness is a situation or a subject that many of the believers are having to deal with right now. These are dark times. And the understanding of which seems to have been hid from all of us, even the prophetic people, are having a hard time assimilating and dissimulating the events of today and bringing some type of understanding to them because they don't really make sense. There's stuff that we've never seen before, and so we're encountering things that are from an evil standpoint outside of the norm. No rhyme or no reason for it. It's, I guess you would call it faith in reverse. Amen. It's not what we hope for, but that's what we're getting. And so we're trying to make hide in our hair. We're trying to make some understanding of it, and the understanding is avoiding us. And it seems as though darkness is covering the earth like never before. This is a dark time. And we, especially as believers, seem to have trouble with darkness. We seem to have trouble pressing our way into the places where God would have us. And so many people are afraid of the dark, but why does it seem exceedingly problematic to those who are believers? And the key lies in what the darkness represents and why many people fear or avoid what is hidden in the dark. So we're going to try to uncover some of that understanding this morning and help bring some things to light. Amen. And so I want you to turn your Bibles to Genesis chapter 1, first of all, Genesis chapter 1. Hope everyone can hear me this morning. Ministered on yesterday morning at Pastor Carrero's on consecration and fasting. I'll be there the next two Saturdays. And Lord is really opening up some revelation about consecration and fasting. If you're in the Oklahoma City area and want to get in on that teaching, that's 10 a.m. on each Saturday at Our Lord's Lutheran Church on Hefner and May Boulevard. And my voice is a little scratchy this morning. We got to minister 11 times in the next 3 weeks, or 10 times in the next 3 weeks, so pray my strength in the Lord. Genesis chapter 1, verse number 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Now, the darkness, it says the earth was void, without form and void. Darkness represents understanding. Glory to God. So in the beginning, the earth was without form, and there was no understanding there. And so God said, let there be light. Let there be light. And so light came forth out of the midst of the darkness. And he said that the light was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. Amen. So he divided that which was void of understanding to that which represented understanding. And so we have to ask ourselves the question, why is it that darkness has such a negative connotation attached to it? And most of what we associate with darkness is a lack of understanding or a void, if you will, a void of knowing what's in it. And because we're scary, now I'm just gonna talk to y'all like we friends and all. But we are scary. Doesn't matter if you're Christian, doesn't matter who you are, we are so scary. And especially when it comes to dark. If the lights go out and the power fails, oh man, we get afraid of what's going on. And so it's automatically received, darkness is automatically received as negative. But as we see in Genesis 1, there was something hidden in the dark that was needed for the rest of the earth. We don't get on with the story. We don't get on with the story in Genesis until after light comes forth, and then some things that are done in light that were not in the dark. But the key element of the dark is that what was hidden in the dark was the light. Amen. And so darkness has a negative connotation, but there's something in it that we need. And last week we were talking about hidden places, hidden riches in secret places. My God from Zion. Hidden riches in secret places. And so darkness represents something. And in the dark, what we find is that there is something that is hidden there that is not obvious to the average person. So it goes unnoticed, and we don't know that it's there unless we understand the covenant that exists between us and our Heavenly Father, which is that if we love Him, Proverbs 8, He will allow us to inherit substance. That word substance in the Hebrew means stand out from a crowd. So he will cause those who love him to inherit that, which will cause them to stand out. And he says that the way that he does that is he fills our treasure. It's Proverbs 8:20 and 8:21. And so whenever the light comes, it reveals. Glory to God. Whenever the light comes, it reveals what has been hidden in the dark. And the Lord does some of his best work in the dark. He He loves working in the dark and then allowing you to have an Isaiah 43 moment where he says, I will cause it to spring up in the desert. You know, he's that kind of God that he just suddenly, glory to God, appears. And whenever he shows up, then everything is illuminated. Everything is brought to light. All understanding, everything that is a part of him that needs to be revealed is released, and the glory of the Lord is risen, and there's no need for ministry because he has illuminated or enlightened us with that which is truth. And so the God that we serve many times uses his creative power in the realm of darkness, but the problem with most and many of the believers is that we are afraid to access the dark. And so the hidden riches that God has established for us in secret places goes unnoticed or undetected because many of us would rather sleep than to press our way into the darkness to find out what's in there. And the part of that is because of the fact that we are afraid of whatever it is that we don't readily know. Oh, man, I don't understand what it is that people fear, why it is that people fear what's in the dark. And I do know because darkness has a negative reputation. And so many are afraid to see what lies in the dark because they fear the unknown. Well, faith is the substance of things hoped for where there is no evidence. And so what we really fear is faith. But listen, I'm going to step on that little toe for a minute because while many believers don't walk in faith is because they are afraid of the process that develops it. And they have a desire for things that they're hoping for, but that evidence that is not seen, it's unseen, means that I have to make a trip into darkness. And you know who's in the dark, don't you? Let's be real. The boogeyman. The boogeyman is in the dark. Amen. And so we're so scary, we won't go in there because we're afraid of what we may encounter. And so people in general, because we're rooted in fear, we are afraid to go into or press our way into the unknown to see what lies ahead. Because remember, in the darkness, it is hidden. It is hidden from our view, so we don't know it's there. But many times, the blessing of the Lord has been hidden from us in darkness so that the enemy would not be able to steal, kill, or destroy the blessing that God has established for you. You see, darkness in Genesis 1, there was light in there. Just couldn't see it. Until the Lord, at his timing, told it to come forth.
many of us are blessing. You know, we've heard the evangelist come in there and say, you going to get your blessing? Shout, yeah. And people screamed and jumped and hollered, but they didn't know when they was going to get it. They were just caught up in the moment because they believed that the blessing was coming. Well, I got good news and I got bad news. The bad news is that the blessing is not coming. I know that makes some of you unhappy, and some of you, your lips are pressed, and you look like you've been sucking on persimmon right now because that just doesn't set real well with you. But I'm telling you now that the blessing is not coming. That's the bad news. The good news is it's already here. Oh, glory. It's already here. What you've been looking for is already here. But in order to find it, you're going to have to take a trip into the dark. The place that is void of understanding. And you're going to have to rummage around in the dark until the light comes on. I don't hear nobody talking to me this morning. Faith is a belief. And that belief is in God for the things and his word for the things that we hope for and cannot see. And so the word of God has already established, because remember, everything that is in the word was established before the foundations of the world. Amen. It was established before the foundation of the world. So when you got here, the blessing was here. Your blessing was here, stamped and approved, and set in the earth for an appointed time. And faith is the key that unlocks it. But in order to obtain faith, you've got to step into the unknown realm. And many of us are afraid. Because we are afraid, that hidden riches in secret places has been hid from us. We have avoided the blessing because we were unwilling to step into the unknown to see what lies in the dark. And so people draw back from the aspect that contains the very blessing that you've been hoping for. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing is established by the word. When we hear the word, it pushes us into the dark to see if we are willing to allow faith to have its perfect work in us. Mm-hmm. Faith comes by hearing what God says. The only problem of it is that you have to go to a place that's void in order to hear. You see, faith comes at our darkest times. Faith doesn't come when the light shows up. The light is a result of faith. God believed that there was light in the darkness, so he commanded it to come forth, and so it showed up based on his belief. He would have seemed foolish if faith wasn't, if light wasn't there. But because he knew light was there, he knew all he had to do was command it to come forth. And so the opposition to faith is always going to be fear. And if you're afraid to go into the unknown, you're always going to bypass or lack what it is that faith produces in our life. Faith produces in our life the ability to speak into dark places and cause the light to come on. You look foolish declaring things out of your mouth. But he says, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And the power of life and death is in our tongue, or what we say or what we don't say. But to speak into the darkness represents insanity. Because many of us believe that there's nothing in the dark, and we would rather wait until it be revealed in order to cherry pick it without having to go through the process of having faith developed in our lives. And so we avoid the dark times that represent our teaching moment that allows us to be prepared to receive what's in the dark. People in general are rooted in fear and afraid to see what lies in the unknown, and what is positioned in the dark could be positive just as well as negative, but we don't always expect the positive, all mostly the negative. Why do we expect the negative to be in the dark? Because that's the way this world has trained us. It's trained us to believe that everything in darkness is negative. But if we understand the covenant of God with his people, the majority of the time that God created, he created something from a position that was unknown. So darkness, or that which was void of understanding, existed at that time. But when you trust God, you're not afraid to stick your foot into the unknown to see what lies in the dark. Christians are afraid. We're afraid of the dark because many times we've encountered the darkness, dark times in our life, places of where the understanding, like today, is that we're void of. We don't have the answer for, and so we try to avoid it, not believing that there's deliverance in the dark, there's healing in the dark, there's financial prosperity in the dark. All you have to do is tap into the realm of the unknown, and God will reveal something that has been hidden, hidden riches in secret places. Oh, my God. Turn with me to Isaiah 45, because that's where I'm talking from. I'm talking from Isaiah 45 and verse number 3, where he says, I will give thee the treasures of darkness. You know, there's treasures in darkness. And when we're going through places in our life where we're void of understanding, as we go through those places in our life where we're void of understanding, we're afraid to access the hidden. And because we're afraid to access the hidden, what ends up happening is our blessing avoids us. It becomes unobtainable because we weren't willing to go through the process to release it. Basically, only represented a step of faith or a step into the dark, into the unknown, trusting and believing that my God shall supply all of my needs. But we do not always expect the positive, but we almost always expect the negative. And we do that because we have been programmed to think that way. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And because we think that the dark has something scary, has something that's going to get us, the boogeyman is there, then we refuse to go through the things that look like they're going to destroy us, when really they've been set aside to make us into what it is that God desires for our lives. And so we expect the negative because that's the way we think. Secondly, we think negatively about what's in the dark because of our past experiences. We in the past we went into the dark and got torn up. You know, we were we ran into the dark and it was the devil that was there in the unknown. We decided to take a step of faith and ran into the devil. And so in that encounter, we learned how to do what? We learned this, the way of avoidance. Amen. We avoid dark places. We avoid the dark because we don't trust what's in the dark. Last time I went into the unknown, I encountered the devil. And so one of the things that you have to understand that in the place where your blessing is, you're going to find demonic resistance because the enemy does not want you to have what's in the dark that represents light. Amen. And so the demonic is actually that which keeps you or keeps you from obtaining what's in there and also keeps others from stealing your blessing. Because anybody that tries to obtain it runs into demonic resistance and they are warded off, pushed aside, cast aside. So in the dark, the blessing that God has for you remains intact. And it's the devil that's guarding. I don't hear nobody talking to me because God has created the devil, he created him for his purpose. And his purpose is to resist faith, steps of faith, so that faith can be established in us, there has to be opposition. The devil is here not to keep us from receiving, but he's the element that actually allows us to receive, so we know the difference between that which is righteous and that which is unrighteous. But you never know, you can't ever figure out how to sit with him in heavenly places until after you've overcome. Hello? I will cause those who overcome to sit with me at my right hand. But you can't sit with me at my right hand until you overcome what? The works of the devil. Because in order to have the same mind in you that was in him, then you have to be able to defeat the works of the devil. And the only way to do that is that you have to encounter him and the resistance that he brings so that you understand that God is greater. Glory to God. But we've been programmed to think negatively. Our past experiences tell us that there's a fight ahead. And then when we encounter demonic resistance, then we rather avoid that. So we avoid the things that are going to actually cause us to grow into the place where the blessing can be received and appreciated. I hope I'm talking to somebody. I hope I'm not being too deep today. But there's something in the dark that represents your deliverance. And the enemy has scared us away from it so that we have had to live without it. And so in order to receive the blessing, we're going to have to step into the unknown to find out how to release the hidden riches in secret places. He says that there are treasures in the darkness, and we talked about it last week. That word treasures means that there's a storehouse or an armory, a place where weapons are being held and set aside for your battle with the devil. If you can get to that place, then you will receive your breakthrough moment, because you'll find out the weapons of your warfare that you need to use against the devil are hidden there in the dark. But you're going to have to go through the dark times in order to obtain it. And many of us just want to walk in. We just want to sing that song, "I'm walking on sunshine." Yeah, we just want to walk in the light, the beautiful light. But we don't want to take a trip into the darkness, because Freddy Krueger, Michael Myers, oh Jesus, they're all in the dark. So we've been taught to avoid the very place where our breakthrough, come on somebody, the very place where our breakthrough is located, we want to avoid. Because we're afraid, watch this, we're afraid that the outcome will be negative. I'm getting ready to set somebody free right here. See, there are some people that God has planted in your life, and you are supposed to say something to them about their behavior or the things that they're doing, but you're afraid to do it. And the reason why you're afraid to do it is because of the fact you think that the outcome is going to be negative, when you know that conversation should have been had a long time ago. There are things that the Lord wants us to face about ourselves that we avoid the conversation, because the truth be known, it is more comfortable to not change. I'm going to the tabernacle now. I'm going to the tabernacle where on the outer court, everything that took place in the outer court where the flesh was being sacrificed, there was light out there. It was daylight. Amen. It was daylight, and so in the outer court there was daylight, but in the inner chambers, in the inner court, there was the candlesticks that were there on the table of showbread, where the table of showbread, where showbread was, and the bread represented, was a representation of the word, and the candlesticks represented the revelation of the word, that when the word was eaten, the showbread was eaten, then revelation would come. Glory to God. But that revelation that came was outer court was natural light, but the inner court was manufactured light. Hello, because it came from candles that were made, so it was man-made revelation. But the place where deliverance was in the holy place, which when you went back there was no light. But the only one that was back there was that which was divine light, the light of the Lord. People were afraid to access that because they knew that if they went back there, there's a possibility they could die. But whenever you go behind the veil, what existed was a face-to-face encounter with the God that we serve. And if you go into a face-to-face encounter with the God that we serve, you're going to lose that encounter because flesh dies in the presence of God. And many of us avoid that confrontation because we're afraid that encounter will be negative and not positive. Hello, somebody. We know we got issues. We got some stuff. We got stuff going on in our personal lives, and there's some things that are hidden in secret places. Listen, I'm coming for you now. The things that are hidden in secret places that make up who it is that you are, but it's also keeping you from being able to receive the blessing that God has given you. And the only way that that thing is going to be dealt with is there has to be a face-to-face encounter, which means you're going to have to go to a place where there is no light but just Him. Oh, glory. And that's why, the truth be told, that people don't come to church until after the worship is over with, is because they don't want to go into that hidden realm. They don't want to go into the realm that produces death. And any true worship service, when you go into the worship service, something dies in the presence of the Lord, because that's where you have to be resuscitated. That's where you have to be revived. That's where you have to come to your senses. That's where you have to put away foolish things. That's the place where you have to develop the things that are needed in order for your flesh to be destroyed. The outer court is a flesh-cutting experience. By the time you get to the holy place, there shouldn't be any flesh that still remains, because it should have been taken away when you got into the Word and the Word revealed it in the inner court. But because of that, you avoided the process of going behind the veil because you really didn't want that thing to be dealt with. And because you won't deal with it, it is hindering your ability to receive your from your storehouse that which is needed in order for you to have your breakthrough moments. Hello? That's why Christians are afraid of the dark. They're afraid who's behind the veil. But before you have an encounter with Him, you've got to have an encounter with yourself. Because when there's nothing there, the only thing that exists in the dark is you and your fears. Whenever you find out that the darkness is the place where the blessing is hid, you'll constantly go into the dark and be exposed to light. Many of the people of God that are doing without the blessing, they're doing without the blessing because they have not just been enlightened by the Word. The Word, the Bible says in Proverbs, is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. If you will go into the dark, then you'll find out that God has already shined His light in the darkness, into a place that is void, so that the hidden riches in secret places can be accessed, so that when you come out, you look like a new creation. Why? Because you've been in the presence of the Lord. The reason why the world is hidden in darkness is because they're afraid of the light. The light is what exposes them and lets us see that the things that we were really afraid of are really nothing at all. But we as individuals find it impossible to move out and to move forward because we are being held captive by thought processes that are negative, believing that if we step out on faith, then there's going to be something negative that's going to happen. So it's just better to avoid it. And it's not until you're willing to face your fears that you start to develop the faith that's needed for your breakthrough. And so we've got to find a way to allow ourselves to step into the light, because in the light, in the dark, our storehouses, the armory where our weapons are being hid and protected by demonic forces, once we know that we can defeat the demonic forces, well, then we'll go get our stuff. The things that God has intended for us have been hid carefully and concealed for our protection. Until the right moment when God said that it would spring forth. In the wilderness, in the desert, it would spring forth like rivers of living water. In the place where we are void of understanding. Listen, if we will go into the dark, we'll find the solution to what it is that's covering the earth right now. God always uses a man to be his champion. And the Lord wants to cause us to be his champion. Isaiah 60. Arise, shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon me. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee, and the Gentiles shall come to the light, and kings to the brightness of the rising. Hello? Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee, and the forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. As soon as you allow yourself to go behind the veil, the glory will arise upon you after you deal with the stuff that's in the dark, that's been hidden, and that has been keeping you from your place of destiny and purpose. Hello. Because once the light comes on, if that thing still exists, then you'll be exposed as someone that is not authentic. Glory. And so the kingdom of God at that point will suffer violence. Because what happens is we became a false witness. That's what the enemy is trying to do. He's trying to keep us in the dark so that we end up being false witnesses. We can't testify to the glory because the glory hasn't risen upon us because we haven't gone behind the veil. Because behind the veil there is no light, just divine light. We encounter his presence just as Moses did. And the Bible said that once Moses was enlightened, they had to wrap his face up because the glory was upon him. It's the glory that's going to cause the people in the earth that's living in darkness to come to the light. It's the glory on the saints that have dealt with their issues and gone, got a revelation from a word and then went before the Lord and allowed that word to be released into their life where he can tell you this is where you get your blessing and you be able to walk according to the steps of the righteous man or order. God will order you into the blessing. If you'll just go into the dark. Yeah, the enemy's there, but the enemy's not there He's going to resist you, but the enemy's not going to destroy you. He's just there for you to overcome the works, to overcome his works, so that you'll know that God is greater. And once you know that God is greater, well, then you'll never have a faith problem again. Listen, I think I'm rambling. I'm just rambling this morning, and so I'm going to quit right there. I'm going to quit right there because I've been trying to bring people to the light, and I just feel in my spirit that many of us have wanted to avoid that trip in the darkness, because whenever you're in the dark, that's when you have to face your fears. Hello, somebody. What you are afraid of is being able to trust completely the Lord. Listen, I want to get some feedback from those of you that are listening this morning. If you're listening by way of internet, I want you to hang your phone up. I mean, get off your computer and dial on your phone, 646-595-2110. 646-595-2110, get in on this discussion. Those of you that are on the phone line, you know how we do it. You press star 1 on your phone. Press star 1 on your phone if you want to make a comment or to tell me that I'm preaching from Jehovah's Witness Bible. Whatever it is you want to do, we allow it. Amen. Caller from the 216, you're on the line. Caller from the 862, you're on deck. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Prophet Douglas. This is Diane from Cleveland.
Amen. Diane from Cleveland.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yes, you are, and I am so excited for you guys. This teaching is an answer for me. I have fought fear a lot in my life, but just never knew. You know, I would hear certain things, but in certain, you know, scriptures, but I still would seek God and still say, how do I do this, Lord? I still need help. I don't know. And so this was like an answer for me. It was like I can't even tell you how many pages of notes I have here. It just really rattled and woke me up. The last statement that you made is how we fear really trusting God. It's just so, I'm excited about this because I have an answer, and I thank you for that so much and praise the Lord for it. Thank you, Prophet.
Well, we are fearful because of our past experiences.
Mm-hmm.
We got burned maybe when we trusted the Lord before. Things didn't work out right.
Amen.
And so we're afraid to try again.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you something. We do not learn as much from our victories as we do from our failures.
Amen.
Because our failures not only expose our shortcomings, but it also exposes the strength of our adversary. So the next time we can counter what it is that he's doing to us and change it into a victory versus defeat.
Yes.
But sometimes we're afraid to try.
Mm-hmm.
Because we say we don't know what the outcome is, but we do know what the outcome is. In the end, we win.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So get in there and fight. Get in there and allow yourself to be exposed. Because when you do that, you destroy the works of the devil. The only thing that will defeat faith is fear.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Miss Diane.
Thank you, Prophet.
Calling from the 862, you are on the line.
Good morning. Good morning, Prophet.
Prophet.
I tell you, such an awesome word this morning, even with part two from last week. But great revelation in this word. I think it's so much, so many places you can go, but you're in a good place, and you even ended on a good note. And we really have to push past our fears to get in that place. You know, we want things from God. We want to know things from God, but we don't want to get into the dark places to take back what has been seemingly stolen from us. But we got to work. We got to work to get in that place within God, because the word is hidden. That's coming to me, and I know you've talked about that today, the hidden place, because we're in a time of evil right now where the things that God has for us has to be hidden, not from us, but as Larry Hill would say, hidden for us, Ephesians 3. You know, there are things that God has for us, but we have to get into that place so that we can find out what those things are. We want to know what's the next move, God. We got to get into that place. And then there are some people that I know that are afraid of the dark. They don't want to turn the TV off at night. They don't want to turn the sound off. They need some light before they can go to sleep, because they don't want to go into the spirit, the realm of the spirit, where, you know, what we call the dark place. They don't want to know because of past experiences or different things that may have happened even at a youthful age. But we have to encourage them to not be afraid of the dark, because that's like looking at within ourselves, the dark place on the inside of us, and that's where it takes us back to, you know, being afraid of the dark. But that's where our hidden treasures are. Nothing is hidden out in the open. We got to go through the outer core, like you said. We got to get out of this outer core. We got to go in, as we used to say. Man, Prophet, you went in this morning. We got to go into the holies. We got to go into the glory place. And in that place is not, it seems to be a dark place, but when we get, oh, God, okay. When we get to the inner core, you begin to see the light at the end of the tunnel. When you're going into the inner core, it's dark in the tunnel. But when we get inside, when we get to the place where God has for us, then we get to see the true light, the pure light. The dark place is just the pathway. But when we get to the true place where God is, where his glory is, I think you've already said it this morning, you know, that's where the true light is. We playing with some fake light, with the dim light. But we just got to press our way through the dark place, because at the end of that tunnel, is the true light.
You know, the biggest problem about being in the dark is being in the dark alone.
Yes.
What is that thing about being alone that drives us to the place of insanity?
None of us wants to be alone. We all.
It's like, you know, I don't have a problem going in the dark. You going? If you going, I'll go.
Right.
But I ain't going. I'm not going by myself. If you go, I'll go.
Not going by myself.
And we constantly try to drag folk off into the place where God says, Abraham, I don't want you to bring nobody. I need you there.
Amen. Yeah.
Because I'm trying to bless you there.
Yeah. Ah, glory.
I'm trying to
glory.
Release the hidden riches in the secret places that I have stored for you there, not for nobody else. As a matter of fact, they got to go their own selves and get their own, they got to go face their own fears alone.
Wow. But you know, that's just our heart, not only not wanting to go alone, but when we see potential in others, we want them to come along with us because we know it's there. Sometimes we know it's there before they know it's there. And we want to see them reach their potential. And sometimes, and speaking to myself first, sometimes we want to bring other people because we can see their potential, and then we lose out ourselves because we focus on others more than we focus on ourselves getting through the dark place so that we can get our
riches. We're so scary that the Lord have to take away all of our friends.
Take away. My God.
He had to take away all of our friends. It's not that they weren't supposed to be friends. It's just I can't get you to the place to face the thing that's keeping you from your blessing because you too focus on everybody else and won't focus on you.
Hey, my God.
So he take away all our friends so that when all our friends gone, it's like, well, I guess I got to go by myself.
Got to go by myself.
I got
that's
to
true.
Start the church by myself. I just hit somebody right in the head. I got to start ministry by myself. I ain't got no friends to help me. I got nothing. So ain't nobody else going to get no glory in what the Lord has asked you to do. Hello, somebody.
My God.
You ain't going to be able to say, man, I'm so glad you went with me. No, when you get finished going behind the veil and you go do what the Lord said to do, you won't be able to give praise to nobody but him because he was the only one that was there.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm. So he's taking away, watch this, all of our crutches that provide for us our lame excuses that are keeping us from going into the place where he has our storehouse, the weapons of our warfare, which are not carnal. He said, there's an armory of weapons for you to fight with, but you too busy trying to take Mary and Martha and Billy and Bobby and Johnny and everybody. Come on, pray with me. He said, I don't need them. I want you.
That's a word. That's a true, sure word.
See, when we get rid of the fear of being alone, then we'll go on through because we won't be expecting help to come from somebody else.
And we can make it through because we try to bring somebody else through. We get stuck because it's not enough space in our dark places. We all have our own personal dark place. We can't get through because we're trying to bring somebody else and there's not enough room for anybody else in your dark place. My Lord. We have to go through. You gotta go through.
You can't go around. You gotta go through. You can't go around. You gotta go through it. Sometimes you just have to experience what it is that you experience so that you know that he can prove to you that he was there all the time. You were never alone in the dark. He was there. Glory to God. Thank you, Prophet.
Amen.
Appreciate
bless you, sir.
Caller from the 580, I'm coming to you. You're on the line right now.
Good morning, sir. This is June Cornish in Lawton, Oklahoma. I just wanted to say that, man, this is very powerful. Last week was awesome, but this is like awesome plus one. And I worked for the government for about 30 years, and they would have the weapons of mass destruction behind doors. And when you actually get behind the doors, you have to go through security clearances. And then after you finally get there where the weapon was, it was all covered. And so I just wanted to say today you have uncovered, you have gone through the security clearances. You have uncovered some things that should set the believer free today. And I thank you for that. Not everybody gets a chance to go past the security clearance, to actually see the weapon. So not only did you go past and allow us to see the weapons, but you have given us a strategy of what the weapons mean. Because it's one thing to see the weapons, but it's another thing to know how to operate the weapon. So I thank you for bringing that to the forefront. I appreciate you so much. This is a time in my life, I'm going through a birthday time. So last week, you know, I was crying and snotting on the phone. So this week I got a little bit more strength, and I just wanted to say thank you so much. And I appreciate you, sir.
Well, as they would say, I have a question. When you're outside of security clearance, do you know what's in the secured area?
No, sir, you don't have an idea.
No
but
thought.
But you are handpicked by the general because you have the security clearance that it takes to go in and just view the weapon, okay? So what I'm trying to say is God handpicked you today to handpick us to go in and view the weapon. But because of the anointing on your life, sir, you not only allowed us to view the weapon, you gave us strategies on how to operate and how to be resourceful and how to come out of that thing on top. So you went a step further because of the anointing now. It's you know, I know we live in a life of secular and education is good, and I got all of that, okay? But, man, when you got that anointing, you can break through those barriers that people, those hidden riches of secret places that people don't know about, and now you have given us a strategy, and you have removed the darkness, and hopefully, I don't know about anybody else, but I'm going to embrace the darkness a little bit more than I did in the past. And I know I'm getting loud, so I'm a hush. But anyway.
but you know, what you're saying, Prophet, is exactly true. When we embrace the darkness in a different manner.
Yes.
With a different understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And know that the darkness is there for our benefit and not for our destruction. We won't be afraid to go in there.
The Bible calls it revelation. And the revelation only comes from the revealer.
The only way that you can get revelation is you got to go behind the veil. You can't stay on the surface. You got to dig deep.
Yes, sir. I'm in total agreement today.
If you keep digging, you're going to always run into something.
Yeah, and you know, what I have found in my life is that, you know, because I am called by God to be in the ministry gift that I'm in, a lot of times being alone is cool with me, but when you hear other people talk, they say, "Oh, we're a body, and you got to go in with everybody, and you can't be off by yourself." And I understand the overall gist of that. I really do. But there are sometimes, sir, and you brought it out today. There are sometimes you got to go by yourself. Why? Because others are not in the place that you're in. It doesn't mean you're in any better. Let me hurry up and say that. It doesn't mean you're any better. It just means that it's your time of visitation or habitation. And so you got to go in by yourself. And you know, sir, it is scary.
It is, because you have to let go of the things that made you comfortable.
Yes, sir.
The things that you're used to.
Mm-hmm.
Some things got to die. Sometimes people were there for seasons. or for reasons.
Yes.
But they're not, they're not supposed to go to the next level.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And there are those of us on the backside of the mountain that has been on the backside of the mountain that God is bringing to the forefront, okay? And you're one of those, sir. I just want to say that. I want to go on record as saying that. And the reason is because it's time for a fresh and a new revelation that has not been tainted by the preconceived ideas or stereotypes that we were taught in the past. Not talking about anybody. We needed those for a stair step, if you will, into the greater. Because in God, there's always greater. See? And I thank God that you have the mic right now, because I heard this person say, and he's dead now, so I think I can call his name. Or Robert said, you know, I got the mic right now. I'm not going to have it long, but while I got it, I'm going to give it all that I got. And so, sir, I thank you for accepting the mic, and God has shined that light on you, and now you are uncovering some things that the people in the past could not uncover. And it is just our day and our time, because we're coming to the end of the age, the consummation of the age. And now they have to be particular and spectacular folks that have been on the backside of the mountains to bring that truth to light. And I thank you that I'm hearing, I'm preaching a lot of what you're preaching, but it's good to hear it, sir. And I thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. Well, I want to pray today for those of you that are on the line. I want to pray for those of you that the spirit of fear will no longer have dominion and authority over your life. Father, we just thank you right now in Jesus' name that everything that has been, that has caused people to be afraid of the dark, Lord, we pray that you would break that stronghold, that authority over their lives in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for boldness, and we pray, oh God, for confidence that allows us, oh God, to be able to stick our foot into the unknown so that we can receive from you that which is needed in order for us to have our breakthrough moment. Father, we thank you that you have hidden riches in secret places you've aside for us that allows us to be able to tap into the glory of your understanding, oh God, that will release, oh God, a breakthrough moment in our lives and cause us, oh God, to have and to walk in the victory that you have established for our lives. So we give you great glory, we give you great power, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Listen, I want you to begin to allow yourself to take time in worship to access that hidden place that God wants to bring you to and wants to expose in your life. And I want you to focus on the hidden, focus on that which you hadn't been able to see, and see if God won't reveal to you something that was not, that was unknown to you prior to going into that secret place. Listen, I've got to go for now, and until next week. We want to encourage you to press into the things of God and try to do that which God has called you to do so that you can receive your breakthrough and your blessing. For those of you that are listening this morning, if you desire to sow a seed, go to our website at kogwoc.org. Amen. If you're not a friend of mine on Facebook, go to Facebook under Keith Douglas. Send me a friend request so that we can get you plugged into what it is that we do on a regular basis. All right. God bless you. Enjoyed it today. Until next time, we want you to know that we love you and God loves you and that you are an overcomer. Amen. You are an overcomer, and so with that respect, we'll see you next week, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time for the Serious Bible Study.
Psalm 48 says, praise the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Great praise. Come on, great is the Lord. Praise.